4 Echo Foxtrot, standing by and listening. Monitoring. DU, can I have a copy on KY4EF?
KY4EF, yes, I hear you loud and clear.
4 station, do you have a copy on KY4EF?
KO4HKX, calling KY4 station, yes, I can hear you.
Hey, good deal. Appreciate the comeback. I'm working on some antenna situation. I've got an IC705 and running 5 watts, and just trying to get my counterpose laying out in the right place. So, am I making it into the repeater? Okay, over.
I've got you at a 5 and 6, between a 5 and a 6. So, you're making it in good.
Fix my problem. I've worked on this thing for a while. I had to put a ground back to the radio, and I had to have a counterpose of about 20 inches to be able to get the thing to come out and stuff. So how you doing today? Over.
I am doing great. Just sitting here listening to the radio and reading a couple articles on the internet. And this is Patrick on this end, by the way.
Perry, Bravo Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee, from over here, and this is actually in Central South Carolina, QSL.
QSL, I'm up here in Penrose, North Carolina, which is right outside of Brevard.
Patrick, how far out of Brevard are you, over?
On the Henderson, Transylvania County line, so I'm about 10 miles out of Brevard.
Son-in-law and daughter lives in Brevard. He's, are you familiar with the Wiles Christian Camp there in Roslyn? Over.
I am. I go to church there at Old Toxaway, the little white church on the side of the road before you get there.
Son-in-law was pastor of Bethany Baptist Church out on Highway 276, but he's now the president of the Wiles now, so he took over from his dad. He was having some health issues, so that's kind of what the deal is here, over.
So my son actually went to school at Bethany when he was in elementary school.
Do you know a guy by the name of Matt Collier, QSL?
I don't know Matt Collier right off. My wife may know the name more than I do, but my son's, he's grown now, so it's been a little while.
I understand. Well, good deal. You live in a really pretty place. I'm rebuilding a house up in Robbinsville, North Carolina, that I grew up in, and so love the mountains, and you sure in the mountains.
I love these mountains. When I was younger, my parents moved away a couple of times, and we always ended up back here, and I've just stayed because I found nothing like home.
How long you been a ham operator?
I was back in September of last year, so not too long.
Wait, well, I became a ham back in June, and finally went through the process and got my extra in February. So, are you going to try to get? Are you a general? Or are you still a technician?
I am just a technician right now. I am working on getting my general, but it's been a kind of slow process. I own a mobile tool business, and my tool truck got hit, so it's taken up all my time taking care of that.
Cell phone, Matco or Snap-on or who?
Matco is the one I sell for.
There's no two ways about it. I wish I could afford them, though.
Afford them, you just got to go slow is what I tell everybody. You can afford to do it one time.
Friend, he was a mechanic up in Canton, and he bought Snap-ons, of course. I don't know if Matt Cohn was around then, but he bought a Snap-on, and he had one of everything, and he just bought them on, you know, as they, like you said, go slow, and you buy them one time.
Which is for almost 20 years before buying this franchise, so yeah, I've got my fair share of all brands.
Upper Matco.
and a half years now.
Hit, is that what I understand, over?
I had a lady run a stop sign and hit me right in the side.
Suddenly, I'm sure that as big as those trucks are, it's really hard to think somebody to hit you.
It was nowhere close to the speed limit, let's put it that way, because she totaled the truck.
So she's going to have to go through, you have to go get you another truck? I guess that's what you have to do, so I guess you're moving stuff over and getting stuff organized. Is that what the deal is?
The deal is, the lady hit me the Tuesday before Thanksgiving last year, and I've been fighting with my insurance company because she didn't have enough to get them to do their job and pay for everything. So I've had to run out of a 16-foot enclosed trailer for the last almost 7 months.
That'll work right there. I bet that's something to behold.
It takes a little bit of dedication and want to, let's put it that way.
Well, how does that, I've always been curious on those like Snap-on, Matco, and there's another brand. So do the people, is that on a time, they buy it on time, or they just buy whatever they need, whatever they can afford at a time? How does that process work?
Several different options. We have what we call truck credit, where it's basically a handshake between me and you, and we have a credit line where you can actually apply for credit through Matco, and then you can pay for it obviously all at one time if you want to. If you pay for it on the truck account, your payments are going to be higher, you're going to pay no interest, but you're going to have to make your weekly payment to pay it off in an average of 8 to 10 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you all make good tools. There's no two ways about it. Something that's a lifetime investment when you buy your tools. And I think, aren't they guaranteed 100% if you break one?
Hard line is all guaranteed, 100% lifetime. Some of the other stuff, you get into different things and it falls under a manufacturer warranty. And some of it will be down to 30 days, some 90, some 6 months, some a year, some 3 years, some 5. It's all over the place.
Patrick, that's pretty cool. Well, I'll tell you, it's really good. Thank you for coming back to me. Really appreciate the contact. I've been working on this Ray Antenna thing for a while, trying to get it worked out. And one time at the SWR was so stinking high, it wouldn't even, I couldn't figure it out. And I kept reading online and finally found out I needed to put a ground on it, and I got a ground on it, and then I've got a counterpose off the side of it, so I've at least got that done. So now at least the SWR's down.
KO4HKX for ID. You're coming in loud and clear up here on this end, and where'd you say you were at in Central South Carolina?
Yeah, I live right about 4 miles out of Clemson. That's where I live right now. I can get in the repeater pretty well if I can. I actually get in the repeater, KY4EF for identification. I get in the repeater better with my HT. I have a UHF VHF vertical antenna, and actually it's troubling getting into. I think it's where it's located. It has a trouble getting into this 610 repeater.
I have trouble getting into it. I'm on a vertical, but where I'm at, if you're familiar with this area at all, if you know where the DuPont State Forest is, I live in the Little River Valley, which is directly the other side of Caesar's Head. So I've got to go up and over immediately to get to the repeater itself.
I don't have a straight shot either. Okay. Well, I'm actually sitting on my back porch with a signal stick sticking out of my radio and stuff, and so, you know, like I said, I can get in the repeater better like that than I can off my permanent vertical. But you know, the vertical works on other stuff, but it just will not get in there. It's the craziest thing in the world. A lot of static and whatever on the 610 repeater.
There, I don't know what to tell you. I'm still a technician, and I'm still trying to figure all this out. Really, looking forward to some of these clubs opening back up so you can meet some of the guys I've met on here in the last few months and just start learning some of this stuff a little more hands-on and in person.
You know, is there a local club up there close to where you live, or are you going to have to go to Greenville? Over?
Club over in Hendersonville, which is about, I don't know, 20 miles from me. But I am in Greenville every day running my tour route, so I'll probably go to one of the clubs down there.
Guy over in the Greer Club, and I think the Greer Club is pretty good. I mean, I'm not saying one, because I belong to Anderson, belong to UCARS, Kiwi Talksway, I belong to Anderson, and I belong to Smoky Mountain up in Robbinsville, North Carolina. I belong to three clubs, but I do it because of associations, because I know the people, and I just join. But I like the Anderson Radio Club a lot. They do a lot of good stuff, so I can actually make their meetings. One in Greenville would be a little pushing me to get to their meetings.
I was worried about with the meetings here in Hendersonville. A lot of times I don't get done with my route. And before they'd be having the meetings, and it'd just be easier to catch the one down in Greer or over in Greenville. So I'm looking into that. When things start opening back up a little bit, we'll look into it a little more.
If you run up on a guy by the name of Gary Wise, he's helped me so much. He's the W4EY W4EYE He is. They run the online teaching for General and Lextra and all that stuff, and he has just been super. I mean, that's how I got my extra, was just going through his class. So if you ever get, and I think his General class is online, it's free. So, and he's out of the Greer Club. So I just recommend strongly, if you can get associated with a club, is look at them over.
You mentioned that. That's what I have been watching, and the YouTube channel for him is his General stuff is what I've been studying off of.
I remember the day I was coming into Central down here, and he actually came back to me on this repeater, and he invited me to come to his class in Greer, which is, that's a pretty good push from here. But we could do it online, so we did Zoom at night, and man, that was just wonderful. I mean, I could sit here and do that and do the books, and they basically, that's the reason I passed that exam, was I'll give him 100% credit for that.
No, and like I said, that's what I've been using already, so I'd heard him mentioned on here a couple of times, and I've heard him on here, but I hadn't had a chance to talk to him yet.
What guy, and he's got the other guy, Bob, I think his last name is Ivy, I think his name's Bob, maybe Dave. Dave Ivy, I think is his. And they work together and they pull those classes. You might see him on some of the General stuff, but they do a really good job with that stuff. They tackle some really hard stuff, and I don't have electronics background, so they helped explain it to me and did a really good job with it.
You know, I've been enjoying the classes so far. Like I said, I'm just watching the ones they got online. They just finished up. I was wanting to take it as they were going through it, but I didn't find out about it till there was already one into it, so I waited till that was done, and I'll start watching them online, or been watching them online here. So, yeah, that's how I've been going about it so far. That and ham study, just taking practice tests and that way.
It's just, I mean, that is just awesome. I mean, you just, if you take the test and do the ham study and take the test when you walk in there, you can take that exam and feel pretty good about it, I think. Over.
I got my technician license before I met anybody. Didn't know anybody else in the ham radio world at all. And I just sat down and watched some YouTube videos and done the ham study thing. And then I got set up on this repeater, and I've actually met quite a few guys on here on the radio, but not too many of them in person yet.
Over in this area, we have once a month they have their exam over in Seneca, and we have a meet and greet over there when they have the exams. It's always a lot of fun to put faces with call signs and stuff like that. It's a hoot to be able to go do that. And the club meetings I go to, Anderson and Katar's, they're all online, so I haven't had to miss those, but it's still good to put faces with call signs and all that stuff.
That's what makes it fun is you sit down and you think about what does this person look like, you know, what do they do, and then when you meet them, you know, did you get close or whatever.
Yeah, Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot for identification. Yeah, I just think it's fun. I mean, I see these guys. We have a 10-meter net on Sunday nights at 7:30 over here, and we get together, and we started that, and then I finally got to meet some of the folks that was on it. That's been a hoop from over here in Seneca and Westminster and down in Georgia and stuff. It's been fun meeting them.
Getting into this repeater, this thing stays pretty busy throughout the day. It's been kind of quiet today, which is unusual, but I've heard a few people on here.
I have a check-in of the net in Greenville occasionally. I usually check in to the nets at 8 o'clock for KTARS and UCAR, and then if I'm not real, real busy, I check in to the Anderson. The problem with Anderson is they don't have Echolink, and sometimes I'm spending most of my time up in North Carolina overseeing the remodeling, and so I'm not having much chance. So Echolink is about the only way I can get in. I can get into the Warren system down here pretty good, and I can actually get into this repeater. They have an Echolink attached to it, so sometimes I just check into it and listen to what people talk about. Over.
Try to check into the net as often as I can on the evenings because theirs is at 9 o'clock. So sometimes I'm driving home and from there down in Greenville, so I'll check in there as long as I'm not in what I call the black hole of Henderson County where it just sucks up all the radio waves over there. For about 20 minutes through there, you can't pick up nothing.
Well, friends up in Robbinsville, and they put in HughesNet dishes, and they got into one reason they got into ham radio is there was a lot of places they put their dishes up, they can't get cell phone coverage, and they can always get into a repeater someplace and get out if they have trouble, because they've been in trouble a couple of times and able to get on the radio and got some help getting to them. You know, they had a tire problem or had an engine problem, but there was no cell phone coverage, so they were able to use ham radio to be able to get themselves out of the fix.
For HKX for ID, yeah, I carry, I got an ID 5100 in my vehicle. And then I got this Yaesu FT991 in here in the house and a couple of handhelds I keep with me, one of them throughout the day, so that if something like that happens, because cell phone, you can't depend on it all the time down in Greenville.
I live on that. I mean, over here where I am, I can see a cell phone tower from my house. I can look out my back porch, and there's one about 300 yards away, and I have one dot. And if I'm not in the right place in my house, I have no cell phone coverage. And, man, I can see a cell phone tower. So, I mean, this has been, that's one of the reasons I got into ham radio was being able to do that, you know.
Same here. That's what happens up here. Up here in these mountains, lots of dead spots where you can't get radio or cell phone service. And then I make an hour and a half drive each way. Morning and evening, so it's nice to have somebody to ride along with you, carry on the conversation as you're driving up the mountain.
So you got an IC5100? Star stuff?
Not had any luck getting it set up. That's one of the things I was hoping I could find somebody to help me with. Jerry on here, he's tried to help me a couple times, but I just can't. I don't know, I'm missing something somewhere, and it's going to be something small, I'm sure. But, no, I haven't had much luck with it. So I got into DMR. I've got into that part of the digital side.
This IC705 has D-Star in it, and I can go through. I mean, it's pretty nice little radio. I was able to get it set up so that I could get it. get into the repeater over in Clemson, and I can get into the gateways and stuff and get on some of the reflectors and stuff. So I got it set up, but it was just truly just by sheer luck. And then in North Carolina, I found out there was a computer program, and I don't know if the 5100, I think you still have to have a hotspot to do it, and I don't understand that, but I was able to get into this thing called Doozy, and I was able to, and it's a computer program that allows my radio to, and I think you can do it with a 5100, can get into this program, and you talk over your computer to, you know, through the reflector, it does it. So it's pretty cool.
But anything about that one, but the hotspot I use for my DMR, I can switch it over to D-Star, and I can go in that way. But I don't know if I've got everything set up right on the webpage where you got to get it all set up. That's what I was curious about, and I think I'm making a mistake there.
There was a guy down here in Clemson that didn't help me per se, but he gave me some really good directions on an email and stuff. And I'm the last person you need to talk to because I'm not real sure how I got it working. But I did get the 705 to log in through the D-Star repeater in Clemson and was able to get on the 30C and the 1C reflector and was able to unlink from it and get off of it. So I felt I was really happy with that. So I was successful with that. Now, it's not really my cup of tea doing that, but I was able to make it work, and I know I can get it to work. That's the reason that 5100 is a really nice radio, and I was wondering if you had got it set up.
Like I said, I really haven't, and I've kind of give up on it here in the last little bit, been focusing more on the DMR and the general side of things, or getting my general license. But the DMR, I like it. I keep mine on the North Carolina where it stays up here on the state channel, and there's a couple nets on there, you know, a group of guys get on there and just rag chew just like we're doing now. So I really enjoy it. It's nice when you're at home or, you know, when everything else is slow, you can throw your call out there and generally somebody will come back to you.
Got that far. I've got a DMR radio. I got a TYT I bought from a friend of mine here about a couple months ago. And I've got everything set up I need to do. I just need to focus on getting it set up. But see, the problem is when up in North Carolina, I don't have a hotspot. So, and there's not a repeater up there that does DMR, and so I don't have a path to get out up there. But, you know, if I had a hotspot, then I could do it. And one of these days, a friend of mine said he'd loan me one just to play because he can't get it to work, and he said he'd loan me one. So maybe I can give that a try. But right now, like I said, haven't got there, and I haven't had it down here to work on it, see if I can get it to go through the process.
A couple of repeaters up here for DMR. I don't know the frequencies right off the top of my head, but there's some 70-centimeter repeaters for DMR up here you might be able to get logged into or that way and get on your DMR as you're traveling through.
Get shot again. I'm just spending all my time up in Robbinsville, and so I'm not getting much chance to work on that. I've got it to go in my Jeep. I've got an old CJ5 Jeep, and I bought it to go in it, and I had something happen. I thought the antenna had messed up with it, and it's just my ignorance. I kind of finally figured out, so I've got to get back onto it, but I've had too much going on right now. I've got too much ham stuff going on right now, so I've got to back off right now. I just bought a Wolf River coil for doing some portable work, and I'm really excited about that. So you'll have a ball of fun doing it when you get your general. I'm just going to tell you, Patrick, you'll enjoy the mess out of that.
On 10 meters a little bit since it's opened up, made a few contacts there. So yeah, it's fun. I like doing this better than I do just trying to make contact with somebody though, where you rag chewing. So that's more my thing.
KI4LZ up portal.
In here.
Exact frequencies now, because I'm very new to DMR myself, but there's a DMR repeater here on Glassy Mountain outside of Pickens, and there's a DMR machine up on Caesar's Head that's associated with the Parks Radio Network. I don't know the frequencies, but I know these two DMR machines exist.
No, like I said, I've just got to get time. I've got everything I need. I've got logged in. I've got all the stuff. I just have to sit down to try to figure out how to get the radio to connect to it. So that's the next thing I've got to do.
Just flash back up here toward North Carolina, back up to where I'm at near Table Rock in this part of upstate up here. DMR is, it's real hot, you might say. A lot of activity, but as you say, I know there's DMR machines on those two mountains, but I just ain't experienced enough with it to know what frequencies they are. And not to mention with DMR, you got to have a code plug for the transceiver anyway. I did learn that.
Right in here, you can probably add some stuff. You got a code plug for this area?
I have a code plug for this area. I actually ordered the Bridgecom. SkyBridge bundle, and it came set up, so I've learned how to manipulate it a little bit, and I've added a few things to it. I was going to look it up right quick. If you'll give me just a second, I'll let you know what they are. KO4 HKX Friday.
Friday. The other station in there is still getting the information about the repeaters. Come back, over.
Somewhat familiar with the heart system. It's been around, I guess, for 14, 15 years, and they got that DMR machine on Caesar's Head, and a bunch of analog machines, too. And the one on Glassy Mountain's got to do with our radio club out here at Pickens. Pickens Emergency Communications Group. Our website is wx4pg.org.
I'll look out up here just in a little bit. That's good. So do you live up toward Pickens, over?
From Pickens up here, actually under below Table Rock State Park here.
That's good. You live in a really pretty place up there for sure. That's one of the places I always migrate to get up there. So that's really good. You live off Highway 11, over?
Down below Lake Illinois, and I kind of got my license similar to you in some ways. Right here where I live here at this time of year, cell service doesn't exist, but yet I can go just a little ways up the road, and it's there.
I've ever seen. I'm serious. I can see the cell phone tower. I got one dot. And if I move it in my house, I'll lose that thing. And I can go out in my front yard. I have a next door neighbor. It's a ham. He gets better coverage than I do on cell phone. But we live 100 yards from each other, over.
My opinion, but there again, it was set up for profit. If the cell towers had been set up like this here on the analog VHF was set up in the 70s, in my opinion, there wouldn't be nearly as many holes like this around, because all these repeaters like this here were put up on top of the mountaintops. And that goes a long ways to eliminate a lot of holes when you go up to the highest point to start with.
I understand the technology, and I guess they have to have the towers where they are. I don't really know. But I know up in North Carolina, where I am up there, there's a repeater up there that we're all on, and it goes all the way from that little county in Graham County back all the way into Tennessee. And when the motorcycles go up there and ride what they call the Dragon all the time. And there's no cell phone coverage up there, but you, with that repeater, you've got coverage all over the county, plus all the way down into East Tennessee. In fact, I talked to a guy the other day in Chattanooga on that repeater.
This cell phone stuff, they just concentrated on putting them out on the interstate. You know, they put them out on the interstate there because, like I say, money. But when you get away from that and you don't put these cell towers up at any elevation, you have the kind of situations like we have now in a lot of ways. Plenty of dead spots, but if you go up on the mountaintop, like you, where I am with this, I'm on an HT right now myself. You're on 2 meters with an HT. You don't even have to try hard. But yet, because the cell tower that's miles wide, ain't that far away, doesn't have any elevation. Dead as a hammer, but yet if it's been up on Caesar's Head, Sassafras Mountain, some of these high elevations, the cell service may have been a little bit different than the way it is today. KI-4-LZI portable.
Echo 4, Echo Foxtrot for identification. Yeah, I don't know why they do it. That's not something I have studied or read anything about. I just know that I've just got lousy coverage. I actually put an extender in my house and found out that it went to 5G and it made it where it wouldn't work. And so life goes on. You know, it's just a pain to be able to get it all to work.
What the cell phone coverage is at, frequency-wise, that's where on amateur part you go to figuring out some of this stuff. When you go talking up in the UHF and SHF frequency range, I mean, you can't afford to do like they've done with the cell towers over the past 25 years, not putting them up at any elevation. But if you're just looking at covering, for the most part, as they started out with just the interstate, as far as money goes, that's big money for them. They don't care if their average Joe up here, say at Rocky Bottom, up here under Sassafras Mountain, can't get any cell coverage, because there's only maybe one or two of him at best there. But I guarantee you there's no cell coverage there, because there's plenty of other places up here just like.
I go up 178 sometimes to see my kids, and we go up toward Rosman in that area. And when you leave Pickens, you basically don't have cell phone coverage. You go around some corners, when you top over into, like you're going into Brevard, you'll eventually get cell phone coverage. So, but that's just the way it is. You know, you're probably 100% right. Maybe it needs to be higher. But I really, really enjoy having, UHF, VHF radios be able to at least, you can talk to somebody if people can come back to you. You know, that's not too bad.
HKX.
Carry on. It's just my opinion, but I still think if the cell towers had been set up properly, we wouldn't have near the problems that we have with it. But it was all about money, and most of the demand at the time was along the interstates, and that's just the way it went. KI-4-LZI-4, jump out for now.
Please, Andy. Thank you for the information. KO-4-HKX here.
Got the information you were looking for?
Barry, you got one on Caesar's Head. You got two in Hendersonville. One in Pickens on Glassy Mountain. You got one in Asheville. One in Waynesville. Cashers and a big sheep cliff up there. There's a DMR repeater in Silva. So you got several of them up that way. If you go on a repeater book and put in 70 centimeters DMR, it'll come up with the frequencies and everything you need to put in your radio to get onto them.
Well, I know that the repeater up there, local repeater power, doesn't do the DMR, and it does All-Star, and it does Echolink, but it doesn't do DMR, and I've tried to get in. There's a D-Star repeater down in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I can't even get to it at all. But I haven't tried the DMR one. There's one, I think, like you said, towards Silva. I don't know if I can get into it or not. Like I said, I've got to get up there and get a code plug for it, number one, and then I'll go from there.
Just putting in the repeater is just like putting in a regular repeater, but instead of using CTS tones, you use color codes is the only real difference on it. So it's not too difficult to set those up.
I'm I'm just real struggling. I bought this radio used, and I've downloaded the instructions, and there's a part about this radio I just don't understand and stuff. So I've got to get back to it. I just I've been focusing on other stuff, so I haven't got to it yet.
That life gets in the way sometimes, and you got to focus on other things. But, yeah, DMR was kind of confusing for me when I got into it and still don't have my mind wrapped around all of it. But I am learning it slowly along the way. But there are lots of YouTube videos to help you with different things. And the BridgeCom videos are actually really good videos to help with a lot of programming issues and how to go with your code plugs and all that. So you might want to check into that. Just look them up on YouTube.
Patrick, I've got to commit myself to it. I've been working on some other stuff on ham radio. I've got too much stuff going on right now. Being retired does give me some advantage on that for sure, but it's still got, with remodeling the house, all that stuff, I just haven't had time to get to it. But I'm going to have to figure it out because I've got it in the Jeep, and I'd like to get it to where I could use it if I could. So just messing around with it right now. That's good, and that's really good information. Thank you so much.
I can help somebody because, like I said, I'm learning this as I go, too. So there's other guys on here on this repeater that know way more about DMR than I do. I'm surprised they haven't chimed in yet.
I know there's some guys in Greenville are really smart. I listen to them a lot. Sometimes I just sit and listen. There's some guys in Greenville are really, really sharp on ham radio. And, most of the guys who have been ham a long time, they really got a lot of information. If you can just talk to them a long time, you'll get so much good information, you know.
After that, KO4HKX for ID, Bill down out of Hartwell, Georgia, he's been playing with it for a little longer than I have, and he's done pretty good with setting up his code plug, so he's down your way. You might be able to get some more information from him.
As for that, the guy I bought the radio from, I just haven't got a chance to go back to him and get it done. I mean, the radio works fine. I've been able to talk locally with the local repeaters around here with no problem, but I would just like to see what I could do with the other two, so... But, well, Patrick, I'm going to have to back out of here now. I've got some chores done. Thank you for coming back to me and giving me a report on my end, on the, I'm getting in the repeater or not. That was really helpful. Thank you very much. Over.
It's nice talking to you. Nice to meet you. And glad I can help in any way. And you take care in 733, and I'll be clear on your final KO4HKX.
Patrick, good talking to you. KY4EF, 73's to you. I hope you have a good day. Thank you, Andy, for your comments, too. And going back to standby, I've got some chores to do. Over.